Florida received its initial low-income pool, or LIP, funding from the federal government 8 years ago as part of a Medicaid managed care pilot project. The money is aimed at closing the gap between how much it costs to treat those patients and how much Medicaid pays in reimbursement. Now the state is planning to ask for $3 billion in LIP dollars, and Florida's Deputy Medicaid Director Justin Senior says the time is right for the increase.
Our feeling at the agency is that there are opportunities here to make the LIP program larger. We have talked with the federal government about that, and the federal government, by and large, seems that they seem generally receptive to the possibility of it.
LIP money also helps fill holes left when patients can't pay their hospital bills. That's called uncompensated care, and it costs Florida hospitals billions each year. The federal government's Medicaid expansion would have insured more people, but Florida rejected that funding. And Safety Net Hospital Alliance lobbyist Lindy Kennedy says even if the state was getting more Medicaid dollars, there would still be a need for the LIP money because reimbursement rates remain low.
You know, 50% of a dollar is better than 20 cents of a dollar, but you're still losing money.
Florida officials plan to submit a request to renew the LIP money in November, and they say they're sure the federal government will require additional cost-saving and efficiency rules for participating hospitals. Texas has a similar program, and in that state, hospitals and providers had to submit plans for how they would increase the quality of and access to care. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.